This is Cumulus Cares, a public service announcement from Cumulus Media and this radio station.
Good morning. This is Cumulus Cares. I'm Heather Gersten. Hopefully you are having a wonderful morning. Hugh Miner from the Rhode Island Community Food Bank is here in the studio with me, so it's already wonderful.
It is. Thank you. Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Sure.
So tell us about the Rhode Island Community Food Bank and what's going on this time of year, if there's a greater need than before, if that's what people assume, right?
Sure. Yeah, it's a very busy time of year. I think, you know, as the holidays start, people start thinking about giving back and what they're thankful for. And so we try to take advantage of that as much as we can. It's a time of year when people think, you know, who can I support? Who can I help? And the food bank is a great source for people. We see donations increase, and we're always reaching out to folks to give what they can at this time of year, because I think it's in people's hearts and minds.
But this is a year-round need. This isn't just around the holidays that people in Rhode Island are hungry. They don't have a source for getting food or even nutritious food.
Yep.
And so you guys are there to help them with that.
Yeah, we're there all year round. I think that's what people don't realize. We serve, we have a network of 160 agencies throughout the state, and we serve about 59,000 Rhode Islanders every month.
Wow.
So, you know, we sort of take advantage right now of stocking up while people are giving, but then we do reach points throughout the year, particularly during the summer, when people aren't necessarily thinking about hunger, and that's when we really struggle to fill our shelves.
Well, I would imagine. I mean, I certainly am aware of it because I'm a mom, and so I know that my kids go to school, and they're surrounded probably by other kids that don't necessarily have a source for food on a regular basis. So when those kids are going to school,
yep,
they're being fed.
They are. You know, 50% of the clients that we serve are children under 18. Even during school vacations during the winter, many of those kids get school lunches. And then when they're not at school, they don't have a resource for lunches.
Right.
So their families rely on our pantries and meal sites to provide them with that food.
How do people in Rhode Island find out about you? How do they use you as a source for food?
So we're, you know, at the food bank, we're really the main distribution center for all of those smaller agencies. So if you go to our website, there's a link that says Find Food, and you can, a number of ways, search for either your town or your zip code, and you can find the pantry or meal site right near you.
Okay.
So, you know, and we're everywhere from Woonsocket to Westerly. There's a pantry somewhere. You know, they may not be open every single day. You know, you have to figure that part out, but you can find one near you and just get in touch.
Right. I guess getting transportation to that place is always a challenge as well.
Yeah, that's a challenge too. One thing we recommend for people is to call United Way 211. They're a great resource.
Yeah.
They can tell you where the pantry is. They can help you get resources.
You just dial 211.
You just dial 211,
yeah,
like you would dial 411 or thing, and it directs you right to a person who is going to help answer your questions.
Right.
And they can help you with anything from food needs to heat, you know, employment. But they'll help you. And some of the pantries even have resources to deliver food. We have a program, it's for seniors, where we actually deliver a box of food once a month to about 2,000 seniors. So we are aware that not everybody can get out. You know, two winters ago, if you remember, it was snowed every week.
I blocked that from my brain.
Know.
Yeah.
I remember it was like every Monday we had a snowstorm. And so we really struggled with additional getting food out to people, because some people couldn't even get out of their homes.
Right. Now, someone might be listening to us right now and they're saying, well, you know, I have a job and I work hard and I, you know, I pay my mortgage and I pay my electric, but yeah, I could use a little help. And they're thinking that they might not qualify for help.
No, they do. You know, many of the people that we see are working class families who are just struggling to make ends meet. It doesn't mean that they're not working. It just means that, you know, they're not making enough to put food on the table three meals a day.
Right.
We just released a report that talks about the meal gap in Rhode Island. And it's people who are working, who maybe even get benefits, who visit the pantries, but they're still missing meals on a regular basis throughout the year. In many of our pantries, they don't even ask. You know, some places it's based on income and those kinds of things. It depends on the agency. So we do encourage people to reach out if they do need help.
A lot of the fast food places are cheaper, and that's why people tend to go there. I like that they're having some healthier choices nowadays too.
Yeah, they are. We try to focus on help. You know, one of the things that's happened over the past few years, as the food industry has become more efficient, they actually donate less.
Okay.
So, which isn't good in a way, but we have to purchase more.
Okay.
So that gives us the freedom to purchase healthier food. So we've started a new sort of strategic plan where we're focused on the most nutritious and healthy foods that we can get. You know, a lot of our clients have things like diabetes or kids who just need nutritious, healthy foods. So we don't want snacks and soda and cookies. Yes, we still get them and we still will donate them, but particularly the stuff that we purchase, mm-hmm. we want as healthy as can be.
Your website is?
rifoodbank.org.
Okay.
You can go there, just type in RI Food Bank anywhere and you'll get to our website. And there's all kinds of resources there. You can even make an online donation.
Right.
It gives you details on how to run a food drive if you're interested.
Oh, that's cool.
So, and there's lots of creative ways to do things. You know, people, it's not just put a box out and hope people, you know, yeah. drop things off at the door.
Yeah.
We have a lot of really generous local businesses who do food drives, and they'll maybe have incentives for their employees, or Blue Cross does a competition called the Gobble Games, and they've actually competed with Amica, and they both, you know, the total amount of food this year was over 20,000 pounds of food that they collected just from their employees.
And it doesn't even star Jennifer Lawrence.
No, it doesn't. Not at all.
That's awesome. So let's talk about the food drive that we have coming up on Saturday the 10th.
Yep.
And we're very excited about this over at Eastside Marketplace.
Yep.
Radio stations involved in this. And
yep, we'll be there. We'll be there from 10 to 2 at Eastside Market. And they're a great supporter of our work. They do, during the summer, they do a Grill to Give where they raise money for us. And then they do this around the holidays. And, you know, it's really simple. You can either bring food that you have from home, or you can purchase foods. They'll actually have some items that are available at a lower cost that you can purchase and donate to us.
Yeah, we've done this before where, you know, so we're hanging out. We're doing a live broadcast with Light Rock 105. And it's great. And so everything that is most needed is all right in front, like where we're sitting. So you can just grab cans, or you can grab rice or whatever it is right there, put it in your basket, go pay for it, donate it into a bin, and then voila.
And you feel good about what you did. And, and the nice thing too, this year, the Eastside Market is actually matching all of the food that's donated. So if we collect 300 pounds of food from folks stopping in, they're going to give us another 300 pounds
of
food.
That's awesome.
So it's really double the amount that you're donating.
Oh, that's so cool.
Yeah, that's
awesome. Love it. We also have My Little Town is going to be there, and they have given us collection sets of their ornaments from around Rhode Island. And so you make a donation and you can enter to win some of those prizes that will be given away.
Great. Yeah, I remember last year you had lots of prizes, a prize wheel. People could win tickets and CDs and all kinds of things.
And, you know, Santa Claus has told us that he's going to stop by for that, too.
He was there.
But it's a real good feel-good event, and a lot of people just not knowing how to share and give back to the community. And this is we're making it real easy for you.
Yeah, it's really easy. You know, anyone can step in and drop a bag of canned goods, you know, and it's that easy. You will feel good about it.
Now, when you get those canned tuna or whatever, rice, how do they get prepared? Or do you actually give those cans to someone and drop it off at their house and then they prepare it?
Well, so that usually, it all comes back to the food bank, and we sort everything. We do have to check for expiration dates, make sure nothing's open or contaminated in any way. And then basically that goes out to all of those agencies that I mentioned.
Okay.
So it comes to the food bank, we sort it and then distribute it. You know, we turn it around in a couple of days.
Yeah.
We distribute about 200,000 pounds of food every week. Uh-huh. So that stuff comes in and goes right back out to, you know, a local food agency in your community.
I remember when I was doing a previous food drive that we talked about the fact that you could go by and visit the community food bank at any time and see what's going on, and also volunteer.
Yeah, we're always looking, you know, around the holidays, everybody wants to come in, so it gets a little busy, but we're always looking for folks to volunteer. We'll give you a tour. And I think when people come in, they see the scope of the work that we do. They don't realize how big an operation it is. You know, we have a huge warehouse that's really distributing all of this food nonstop.
It's a major operation.
Yeah.
Also, I was thinking too, my kids, you know, with their teams and their sports that they play, they're looking for something to do. A fundraiser is the perfect way, whether you do your own different time of the year, maybe focus on a school vacation time, or come down and see us on Saturday the 10th from 10 to 2, Eastside Marketplace, Pittman Street in Providence.
Yep.
And we're going to be hanging out.
Yeah, it'll be great. You know, and we do have, lots of schools will have, you know, the same kind of thing where they'll collect as much food as they can and then drop it off that day.
Yeah.
You know, so we can really bulk up the supply.
All right. So teachers, get on it now, right? Yep. Start right now. And then by this weekend coming up.
Because kids aren't focused right now anyway, right? They're just focused on the holidays coming up. So, you know, have a food drive, have them collect food from the community and donate it on the 10th.
I do have to say, though, when you see on a kid's Christmas list that the parent publishes on Facebook that they are giving back to their community as one of the items that they want on their Christmas list this year.
That's nice.
It's the greatest thing ever.
We have a lot of kids who will come to us and they'll, instead of birthday gifts or holiday gifts, they'll collect donations or food donations for the food bank, or they'll have a birthday party and do that. And that's just, you know, it's just out of the goodness of their heart that they do that. It's really inspiring.
Hugh Minor, the Rhode Island Community Food Bank, thank you so much for being here today.
Thanks for having me.
And you're going to be hanging out with
me. I will.
Me.
I'll be there on the 10th.
All right. On the 10th. Excellent. And what's the website again?
rifoodbank.org.
Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
This is Cumulus Cares. Have a great day.
Join us again next weekend for another public service announcement on this station. And remember, Cumulus Cares.